SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan with Mike Prada. I'm Scott Jackson, and resolution time, Mike.
Yeah, you know, Scott, this is going to be our last show of the year because the next two Fridays are Christmas Eve and New Year's. And obviously what a lot of people like to do is make up resolutions for themselves that they usually don't follow, but they try to. And so in that spirit, in the holiday spirit, Scott, I want to brainstorm some New Year's resolutions for our key sports teams that are suffering right now through a 2-16 December.
Oh, man, that is ugly. So, yeah, the pro teams are just flat-out hideous right now. They definitely need some resolutions.
I agree. So let's start with the Washington Redskins. And, Scott, okay. I want to know, what's your number one New Year's resolution for the Washington Redskins?
I think the Redskins should keep family and work separate, especially the head coach, if you know what I mean. You got to keep your family at home, and you got to keep your work at work. You don't bring your kids to work. No, don't bring kids to work. It doesn't work. If you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Mike Shanahan, maybe you make a call to Al Groh. He seemed to separate himself from his family work situation when he was at Virginia. Granted, he still got canned. But I'm just saying, right now the family and work thing doesn't seem to be working for the Shanahans. They're not going to be confused anytime in the near future for, you know, one of the great football families of America right now. I don't think it's going to happen.
I like that. I think that's good. You know, maybe have one day where it's like you bring your kid to work day.
Yeah, you get the one day, that's fine.
Otherwise,
let the kid run call a few plays, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe at the dinner table at night, the kid says, hey, Dad, here's some plays I was drawing up, and he pushes them over to you, and you run them. But I think Dad, the Super Bowl champion, should probably keep the offense, the family, you know, separate from one another.
Yeah, I agree. Here's my resolution. What I want to see happen is I want Mike Shanahan to commit to one of those kind of like sit-down group therapy sessions with about maybe five or six of his players. And I want them to kind of go in there, and I want them to just literally air out every single thing that pisses them off about each other. And then just have like maybe just have a like basically like a Festivus airing of grievances. Just sit in there, yell it out, and then get it out there so it doesn't get out in the media.
I like it. Festivus is always a good
idea. Just do that.
There's Festivus for the rest of us. So, yes, I like that idea as well. I think in a big group hug at the end. So, everybody,
yes,
there's no hard
absolutely.
Feelings.
Absolutely. And, one of those trust falls things.
Exactly. So, there's no hard feelings at the end. All right. Do you want to move on to the Wizards? Boy, they've got a lot of them, I think.
Yeah. One really cool last thing with the Redskins. No trading draft picks. Just keep your draft picks.
That's the obvious one.
I don't really care if you don't add draft picks. Just don't trade them.
Yeah, there you go. Stop trading draft picks.
Okay.
All right. Wizards, I got a simple one for them. Keep John Wall healthy in 2011 and beyond, please.
Yeah, and no question, and don't worry. It should not matter that you might be babying him by not having him play through knee tendonitis, which I guess some people can play through. I don't care. He's the future of the team. He's 20 years old. You improve your knee's ability to deal with tendonitis by building up the strength in the weight room, not by playing 40 minutes a night. So shut him down for a little while. Don't worry if you don't think he's tough enough to get through it. He's 20 years old. He builds it up later. Keep him healthy. That's all that this team really has going for it right now. Totally agree.
Yeah.
And I have one.
And the possibility of Kyrie Irving playing with John Wall, perhaps.
Ooh. Well, there are going to be a lot of injuries there. You might need to kind of figure out a new training strategy if that's the case.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, last one with the Wizards. I want to know what you think of this one. It's another kind of intricate one. I say that Ernie Grunfeld or whoever's in charge should commit to only drafting players that can successfully set 10 screens during a draft workout. They should all have to go through a screen setting and a screen like kind of running drill, whether if it's a guard, they should have to go off the screen. If it's a big, they have to set the screen.
Right.
If they can do 10 of those, you put them in your pool of draftees. And it has to be like 10 out of like, you gave them maybe like 12, 13, 14 chances. So you only get like three or four bad screens. If they don't do that, throw them away. You're not drafting them.
There you go. That's not a bad idea. They do, believe it or not, run those drills when they work guys out.
I don't know.
I guess maybe the practice players are lazy and they just run into them to make life easy. Yeah.
Get rid of that shooting drill that they always run. I forget what it's called. The like six shot thing that they always run. Forget that. Just make it 10 screens. No shot. No shooting. Just screen setting.
Yeah, again, Jarvis Hayes had a good workout, so I'm not so sure that thing always works. All right, how about the Capitals? Do you got any for the Capitals?
Yeah, I think the obvious one, which I guess you can go ahead and say, is they got to keep getting playoff ready.
Yeah, they got to stay the course in regards to playing defense, play more balance, as they like to say, have more balance in the ice. I have one for Bruce Boudreau, though, after watching 24/7 I think he needs to try to clean his language up to kind of a Rex Ryan level.
Yeah.
I heard Rex Ryan was blushing
a little bit.
The Sopranos. Apparently, the Sopranos editors thought that the Capitol show was dirtier than theirs. So
Well, I think Rex. I heard Rex Ryan's mother gave Bruce Boudreaux a call and said, "You want to get down to my son?" No, I'm just kidding. Bruce's mother gave him a call though.
Yeah, she did. That's great.
I have one more, and this is going to be a little controversial.
Go ahead and be controversial.
I think that they should remove Alex Ovechkin's captaincy.
What?
Not because...
Oh, my goodness.
Now, listen, not because he's got a character flaw or anything. I just think that he should be focused on being... Since he was named captain after Chris Clark got traded, his production has really dipped a little bit. I think he's kind of lost a little bit about what made him so great, because he's kind of added something on that maybe he's not best suited to. And I understand the argument that you want your best player to be your captain.
Sure.
What I want is I want Alex Ovechkin to kick ass. And I don't think he's kicked ass as the captain for whatever reason, whether that's a flaw, character flaw in him, whether that'll have people kind of, you know, rail on him for not being Sidney Crosby, I don't care. I just think for Ovechkin, I think it's better. I like to see Brooks like named captain, or maybe Mike Knuble, or one of those guys, and let Alex just focus on doing what he does best.
That'll never happen, because it'll be like that Eric Lindros thing when they took the C off and they'll have ESPN in there filming it as the C's coming off the sweater.
I don't care, though.
Once you're a captain, you're always a captain with a team. That's the thing. I don't know if that has anything to do with his struggles. I think the league's also adjusted the way he plays a little bit, probably, the defenses have, but I don't know. It's not like there's a lot of that many responsibilities. Picking the music in the locker room, I mean, you know, talking to the refs. I mean, it's not that hard.
Well, maybe, but I think it's a psychological burden, though. I mean, maybe you're not doing as much, but
we'd have to get him on the couch to ask him about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a little out there, but I can't help but think that he's really suffered.
I thought you were going to say he needs to get that back tat removed that we saw in 24/7. I don't need that anyway, by the way. That was a little disturbing.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? It's all access. I mean,
I don't need all access.
All access is all access.
I don't need that much access. It is SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson, Mike Prater with you. All right, Mike. Nationals, I think, is an easy resolution. Keep the wallet open, assuming there's still money in there after you pay Jason Worth.
Yeah, no, I think that's a given, you know, and I think that they will keep the wallet open. You know, I hope that they're not just going to get Jason Worth, subtract Adam Dunn and Josh Willingham, and think that the prospects can just rise up and they'll be great. I think they're gonna have to do something more. But one thing that I think they need to remain committed to doing, and I think they've started to do this, and I want to see it continue, I want to see one core philosophy with this team. One thing we've seen a lot is that there was definitely a little bit of tension between Stan Kasten and Mike Rizzo. There's no denying that. We heard about with the Adam Dunn situation that Kasten wanted him to stay and Rizzo wanted him to get traded, and the owners didn't either. I think there needs to be one core way of how this team is going to run. There needs to be one person that's making the decisions and kind of instilling that philosophy. I think we started to see that with Mike Rizzo. Now, I'm not sure it's the right philosophy, but I'm glad that there is a philosophy.
No, I think Mike Rizzo is definitely in charge. There's no more Stan Kasten blooper sound bites to worry about, I think. And I think that will be better as the franchise moves along. Speaking of moving along, we've got to do that. Coming up, we're going to go behind enemy lines. Dave Halpern, the editor of Blogging the Boys, will join us to talk about things going on in Big D as we get ready for this classic matchup between John Kitna and Rex Grossman. Can't wait to break it down coming up with Dave next. It is SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Prater here on 106.7 The Fan.